Dolikan. Voici les deux points critiques et je me demande si pendant la réunion de l'ICANN, lors des différentes réunions que nous aurons et que les communautés auront, on pourrait se croiser en interne, aussi avec le Conseil, pour avoir un panorama plus clair à la fin de la réunion de l'ICANN et avant d'envoyer notre lettre. J'ai une question à poser. Je comprends bien que l'on parle de la première version préliminaire et je crois qu'il ne faudrait pas attendre beaucoup plus après la fin de la réunion de l'ICANN. Je crois que pendant la réunion de l'ICANN, on va voir plus clairement ces deux questions. Alyssa Cooper, merci beaucoup. C'est un bon point que vous avez souligné. Comme nous l'avons dit hier, il y a les agents de liaison qui vont parler aujourd'hui avec le CCWG sur cette question. Les présidents ont mené des conversations avec certains membres du conseil d'administration ce matin même, et je crois que dans l'ordre du jour du conseil d'administration, on a inclus la question aussi. Les présidents vont également se réunir demain soir avec les présidents des CCWG. Alors, j'espère qu'après en avoir parlé, on va pouvoir une compréhension commune de la manière dont va se dérouler le processus. Je crois qu'il faut réfléchir à cette question et j'espère pouvoir le résoudre cette semaine pendant la réunion de l'ICANN. Yari Arco. En premier lieu, je suis d'accord avec ce que Daniel vient de dire et j'ai un commentaire à faire. À la fin du texte, on dit quelque chose comme voyons voir où c'était. Toutes les démarches de mise en œuvre ont un impact sur le département Yana. Je crois que c'est vrai, mais il y a beaucoup de différences, des complexités. Je peux dire que dans la proposition de l'IETF, étant donné que nous l'avons déjà, eh bien, il y a le débat du LSA avec le département Yana. Mais on a tout ce dont on a besoin à travers le responsable du département de l'IANA. Il faut signer le SLA. Alors, on parle d'une signature comparée à autre chose, alors qu'on aurait besoin d'une meilleure organisation. Le texte pourrait donc dire quelque chose du genre les tâches de mise en œuvre ont besoin de ressources significatives du département IANA ou quelque chose de la sorte pour mieux refléter la réalité. Alice. Malheureusement, Elise n'est pas là aujourd'hui, mais on va lui transmettre ce que vous venez de dire pour qu'elle nous aide avec la rédaction. Merci. Martin Boyle prend la parole. Oui, je crois que si j'ai bien suivi ce que l'on vient de dire.
Two critical paths sitting in place. The main one is, as referred to in the draft, the CCWG, because that's going to have quite serious implications on drafting and implementing of fundamental bylaws and putting in place new mechanisms. But the other one really is on the making sure that you've got in place the things that come up, in particular from the CWG in the names proposal. And I felt quite concerned that the only message, particularly that we've had from the CWG on timescale, is how long it would take to set up the PTI. I think there are a whole load of other things that will need to take place that In addition to setting up the PTI with the legal structure necessary, and that includes setting up in some way, presumably through bylaws, the customer standing committee. There will be potential impact on the bylaws that establish the GNSO and the CCNSO, and there will also be some requirement for the IANA functions review. And then there will also be some stuff about making sure that we've embedded some potential for reviewing and updating the service level commitments, the service level expectations that are yet to be finalised in the CWG proposal. The conclusion I have here is that not only do we need to have the discussion with the CCWG over timescale, I think it would also be useful to have a discussion with the CWG and to go through and say, right, okay, well, when can these various things start? When do you would you be comfortable of starting them? Bearing in mind that a number of those things are again going to require the attention of the same little group of people and therefore cannot and will not be done at the same time. So I think that we just do need to have that conversation that says, you know, can we try and be realistic about the things that are sitting here? Thank you.
Thank you. So the response that we got from the CWG does discuss some of those things. So I'm not sure what we would achieve by having a further discourse with them. I'm just to point out to people, because it didn't make it into this, and maybe that's the issue. What we got from the CWG says that other elements for implementation, such as the CSC and the IFR, exist, and these elements are expected to be incorporated into the ICANN bylaws as part of the CCWG accountabilities work. The timeline for the implementation of new bylaws has not been confirmed, but is actively being considered by the CCWG. So that's where the bit in here came from about the fact that, you know, it's tied to the CCWG and we can't, and that hasn't been specified yet. But my reading of that was essentially that the message from the CWG is that the creation of the CSC and the IFR are all subsumed into the timeline for the completion of the implementation of the CCWG's work. If that is not correct, or if there's some further elaboration necessary, then we should have that. But that was my reading of what we got from them. So go ahead.
My point there is that the CSC, possible changes to the CCNSO and GNSO bylaws are things that are very specifically part of the CWG proposal, while what the timescale for the CCWG proposals, when it comes, might be the same. My flag is that, yes, but we should also be thinking about making sure that we recognise there are two sets of recommendations that will be coming through that, as far as I can assess, are going to both require bylaw changes. And so just looking at the CWG for that, while that might set and help us understand what the timescale for doing the process is, it does need to take into account that that's not the only one. And then you have the parallel processes and the difficulty of making sure you've got the time to do those. Thanks.
Okay, I understand now. And I think maybe we can roll that in with the edit suggested by Daniel, which is to sort of elaborate the issues around parallelization, and also that there are, some of these entities will be dealing with multiple different changes that they have to make at the same time, and include the GNSO and the CCNSO in that list of entities. Okay. So I have Yari. Are you still in the queue? Wolf Ulrich, are you still in the queue? No. Okay. Russ, and then Patrick.
Thank you. Thank you, Alyssa. One of the concerns that I have, after hearing our excellent status report we got from our liaisons to the CCWG and CWG, is the issue of the chartering organizations' responses to each of those groups. And I know for the CWG, ESSAC is a chartering organization, and so we have to have our response completed in this coming week. But I'm not sure that I don't know what the responses of the chartering organizations are going to be, and how do we factor those into our response, because they clearly could have an impact on the timeline and the, you know, the viability of the proposal is from each of the groups as they set. Am I being overly paranoid here, or is this something that somebody else has figured out a solution to and it's just escaped my brain?
So I think for the CWG names proposal approval part, the idea would be that we would send this, we would send this after we receive the names proposal, which means that the SOs and ACs would have already approved it. So for that part, I think we understand what the plan is. For the CCWG approval part, I agree. This is like an open contingency that if it doesn't get approved, then we are into a gray area, as far as I can tell.
But we also have the somewhat cyclical dependency of the content of the CCWG output meeting the criterion that is identified in the CWG proposal that says, you know, you must do this set of things in a satisfactory manner. So are we just going to note what, I mean, I would guess that the approvals of the chartering organizations would say something on the order for the CWG proposal that it is okay as we know now, but we reserve the right to change this approval based upon the CCWG output, and then we'll move forward with the similar condition. Is that the idea?
Yeah, I think that is the idea, and furthermore, to the point that we discussed at the top of today, that that the SO and AC consideration of the CCWG proposal may be helped by the fact that if the ICG inquires with the CWG once the CCWG work is finalized and we say, does this meet your requirements? And they say back to us, yes, it does. That is input that can go into the SO and AC consideration. So hopefully that will help as well. Go ahead. I just said a lot of acronyms that I have no business saying, so correct me.
So, Patrick Feldstrom. Let me start over. One thing I found out yesterday when I listened myself, sat down writing the text, was that I felt that if I ended up being trapped, and I do see we as a group today sort of end up in the same kind of sort of issue. And that is that we are trying to define a timeline for the whole process. That is not what the answer to this letter is. The question we got is, how much time do you need to be done? To be able to answer that, we need two things, I claim. The first one is to identify which one of all the various things that has to happen will take the longest. And we need to sort of estimate how long time that will take. And the second thing is that we just need to show by gathering data that we really do believe that everything else will be faster. We don't have to sort of look at all the details. So just by, I felt after writing all of this, and that's together with Alyssa, and you see that sort of suddenly we stopped writing. That was when sort of my brain told me, wait a second, what am I doing? We have got responses for so many things, about so many things that will take much, much shorter time than the things that take longer. And that means that we can just ignore those because it's not a timeline we are creating. So I think, yes, Russ, I think you're right on the spot here. The actual what it will take the longest time might be the CCWG accountability, which is to me an indication that if we do believe that whatever we are doing, apart from the dependency, we will be faster than the CCWG accountability. Our response can be pretty easy, like we already won, right? So which means that in reality, maybe we should just go and talk to them and say, okay, what date do you think? And then, okay, we trust you guys, done. So I think, so once again, we don't have to do a timeline, okay? Thank you.
Milton, go ahead.
So this is what I interpreted as alternative two in your first message, Patrick, that basically we should be looking, responding to the NTIA in terms of a global overview of the entire process, because we're the final gateway to the submitting a proposal to the NTIA. And so we need to have a sense, if you have correctly identified the CCWG as the slowest part, which I would agree with, then we are essentially saying to Larry, we're estimating, A, that all this other stuff can be done before the CCWG is, and B, the CCWG is the slowest part, and we have to get verification that their work is acceptable to CWG before we submit our final proposal, and we estimate that that will be in, what did you say, October? Or July of 2016 or whatever it was. Okay. So that seems to be an acceptable approach to me, and that is not so much what you currently say in this letter. Right, exactly. So does that mean we have to redraft this now, or that we're going to go huddle and do this on the list, or what?
So let me try to respond to that. No, that's absolutely true. The text you see was alternative one. Alternative two was not written because I did fall asleep, okay? On the other hand, as people said, which I think is absolutely correct, there will be lots of discussion during this week. All of you talk within your communities. We'll know much, much better on Thursday next week, including, for example, what the responses from the charting organizations to CWG names will be, which means that in a week from now, we'll be in a much better situation, which means that I don't feel that we have to draft version alternative two now. We need to have a discussion of whether alternative two is the path forward, and it seems to be the case that I haven't heard anyone saying anything else. Then we as chairs can take on an action to, at the end of next week, we will discuss it on Thursday next week. We have a meeting there, like a working meeting next Thursday, to talk about the same thing again and then draft something. That's one path forward. One thing I forgot to say the last time is that in the meeting we had this morning, there was one detail that came up in discussion with NTIA, and that is that there are some legal implications of having the contract in place between NTIA and ICANN, and certain things that must be done as part of the transition can be done already before the actual sort of current contract is expiring, but certain things that have legal implications cannot. Okay, so each one of the communities which are thinking about when they are implementing sort of the list of things they have to implement, some of those can probably be implemented already before the while the contract is in place, while other things which have legal implication might have to wait until the transition is actually happening, because if it is the case that whatever is implemented would violate the current contract between NTIA and ICANN that would require lots of legal work, and we don't really want to spend time on that, right? We want instead to do the transition as soon as possible. So once again, that's another reason why I think it's the best thing we can do in ICG is just try to identify and remove we have to try to identify what things we have in our list will be significantly faster than the slowest path, and just ignore that because we don't have to dive into the details. Creating an overarching timeline for the whole project of transition, that's not our problem.
Lynn.
I would like to support Patrick's proposal that we move forward and can conclude on this letter following the Alternative 2 track at our Thursday meeting. I'd also like to support his last comment and also ask that we actually try and separate out sort of business arrangements from more maybe onerous contractual arrangements. If the RIRs are prepared to move forward and start getting service level agreements in place, then those are the sorts of things that I think are just part of a natural evolutionary business track and certainly support increasing the professionalization is not the right word, but the professionalization of some of the key arrangements between the communities, and I think those are the sorts of things we should support. So maybe just try and make a distinction between what is a business level arrangement and what is something that looks much more like a contractual component of the NTI ICANN current contract. So to make a distinction between those two.
Daniel.
Thank you, Alyssa. Two comments. One is on what Lynn and Patrick just referred to. I tried to capture that in some language I just suggested on the mailing list, and I'm not going to reiterate it here since apparently the drafting is only next week, Thursday. But you could take that into account, and it speaks exactly to the points that Patrick and Lynn just raised, and I agree with them. Second, I think if we go to a response that says we analyzed it and CCWG accountability is the critical path, I mean the longest, you know, the critical path of the planning, then I think we should still not make that overly short, but include the language that's in there that analyzes our part of it. For two purposes. First of all, is to appear serious about it, having done our homework. And the second is to acknowledge the work that the operational communities and the ICANN board put into this by answering us. You know, if we just neglect that, I think that would be bad. So that language should stay. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for sending that text. I think the idea with Alternative 2 is not that we would remove necessarily the explanation of what we got from the other communities, but just, I think, at the very outset of the letter, provide this framing and make it more clear that, you know, the steps that will take the longest are the ones related to the CCWG's work. Provide whatever the expectation is of when those will complete, which at the moment is, you know, June or July of 2016, and then reference what we got from all the communities as a means of explaining why we think all the other steps will happen sooner and in parallel, and then use the text provided about parallelization and time constraints on groups that are affected. That's kind of the vision that I have it for the rewrite. So the middle part with the details from the communities would still be in the letter. Russ Mundy.
Thank you, Lisa. Russ Mundy here for the record. One of the things that has struck me about the existing contract has two 2-year standard options as part of it that can be exercised. And I don't know that we know enough yet to really know when an expected end date of all of the activities would be in order, but 2-year chunks of time for extensions seems to be pretty big, and dividing up the individual pieces out of that contract, as I said yesterday in our discussion with Paul, is almost an undoable task. But it might be useful for the ICG to suggest that perhaps shorter contract extensions might be an appropriate way to speed the transition, because 2 years at a time is a pretty big chunk of time. I put that out there for folks to just think about as a consideration.
Michael, do you have a thought?
Well, I fully agree. And I think even if at the moment it reads as if 2 years is the only option, I think contracting parties can change that. So I think the shorter periods would kind of keep the pressure, and I think that I fully agree with what you said.
So Milton said something in the chat that I agree with. I certainly agree about the logic of having shorter contract extension time periods, but my issue with having that in this letter is that we were not asked about that, and it's not really our prerogative. So I think we should not include that in this letter, even if we all agree that it's a good idea. Go ahead.
I fully agree with that.
Okay. And Keith, you were on the same page as well, I think. Okay. Any other thoughts about this? Basically, what we're going to do is reconvene on Thursday when we have more information and take it from there, I think. So just as a matter of process, Thursday is June 25th, and we were asked for a response by the end of June. So there's going to be a quick turnaround on this in terms of ICG members needing to review potentially over the weekend that follows the ICANN meeting or something like that. So just keep that in your mind that we want to get this out. The letter did come just to the chairs, so in theory we could act without a long consensus call from the ICG, but we certainly want everyone to be in supportive of whatever we send back. So keep that in mind. So we are crushing our agenda today, which is great. We were due to have lunch starting at 12:30. And it doesn't... Is it there or it's not there? It is there. Yeah, do you want to double check and see if... Because we could take lunch now, possibly. And then we just have... Okay, we're going to take lunch, and then we will discuss our talking points for this week after lunch. Yeah, so we'll reconvene at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.